So the big news of the day was from Louisiana Hayride site. Now, I have a source very similar to the Hayride source because we reported, my source told me everything that was in a Hayride story other than they threw the towel in on the petition. An outrage. If you're a Louisiana citizen, you know someone who's lost their livelihood, who's about to run out of unemployment benefits, who's shacking up with friends and neighbors, who has been afflicted by Hurricane Laura, and is wondering what in the hell our feckless governor and legislature are doing to aid and assist the citizens. Maybe telling them, you know, all those COVID restrictions and the hurricanes, well, they're all repealed. Don't pay any attention to that. Do what you got to do to rebuild. Instead, we have the boy King in there lecturing every single day about those doing emergency services relief in 90-degree temperatures, that the most important thing they can do is put a face diaper on. Not reconnect electricity and save people from heat exposure death. Not reconnecting water and saving people from cholera and other things like that. Oh, no! Let's save them from a disease that doesn't kill. If you had the prophylactics in place, doesn't kill. But by all means, let's continue the tyranny. This is all about 2020 Donald John Trump at this moment. Maybe before they had a bigger agenda, and maybe now that bigger agenda is even more prevalent because they've gotten away with what they've gotten away with thus far. But for a legislature that has an opportunity to actually do something that can actually end in this particular instance, they can end it in this state, and for them to not act means that they are now complicit. It's on you, Clay. It's on you, Markey. It's on all of you. You, we have responsibilities. You can't understand. I can understand how to sign a petition. You do have a legislature. If you really think there's a corona hoax to worry about, well, then convene a damn special session and pass your own mask mandate. Put your signature on instead of his, coward. This is cowardice, the highest level. And it's collusion with evil. Call in line telephone number 844-527-8723. I made the remainder of today's broadcast available free of charge via CrusadeChannel.com in the hope that we would get out to some people and maybe a last-ditch effort can be made to actually do what was leaked out to us that they told us they were going to do. Boy, if there's something that would, like, ruin your day and really piss you off, that's it. You guys said you were going to do something. You with the press reports you're out there, we never said it. You never said that you weren't. Couple of headlines we had this week that we didn't get to. Remote learning is a disaster and terrible for children, from the New York Post and Bethany Mandel. At every pediatrician appointment for the last several years, I've been asked about how much screen time my kids are getting. I'm reminded by the doctor that the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends children younger than two avoid digital media other than video chatting. And for children ages 2 to 5, the limit is supposed to be 1 hour of high-quality children programming per day. It wasn't just pediatricians sounding the alarm on the dangers of screen time. Every child expert for the last decade has warned about the dangers of too much. Well, those days of warning about screen time are gone. Now what are they telling kids? Oh, no, every kid needs to have more screen time. Right? Every kid needs to be educated how. Well, don't go to school because you might get the corona bug. You might get COVID-19. If you're a kid, you'll never know it. Fact. What benefit is there to help keeping kids tied to these screens all day, every day? How much learning is even happening? My friend Mary explained that she chose homeschool instead of distance learning this year because she didn't want to be a Zoom butler. But by all means, stick your kid in front of the boob, the computer boob, and don't worry about it. I want to do Georgie Borman. Is Georgie Borman in the pile? Oh, prep. Okay, well, then I can find it online because she has this thing sussed. This is absolutely sussed. Well, that's English for... now. Oh, yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, that's it. So, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out yesterday something about the mayor of Nashville should be brought up on criminal charges. Why? Because he lied. Because they obfuscated and covered up the fact that bars and restaurants in Nashville were not testing positive and there was not a pandemic running throughout Music City. It was a lie. They made it up. And when they got the facts, then they hid the facts. As I told you yesterday, my friend Rob is going like, get us a barrel of tar and a bag of down feathers and let's start tarring and feathering these bastards and they'll stop. Amen, brother. Georgie Borman, if he's elected, Biden will keep the pandemic going to use its power. As I said in the opening 15 minutes of today's program, and if you missed it, get it as a download later today at crusadechannel.com. You'll need to be a Founders Pass member, so we ask you if you're listening on a preview, or did we ever get up on U-Boob? Did we throw the U-Boob the last hour up? I think we had an emergency backup system that we were able to employ. If we are, then subscribe to crusadechannel.com/go. Take 30 days for free. What a great picker-upper and boost it would be to see something like, man, 20, 30, 40, 50 people sign up over a weekend. Woot, woot. There's sure enough people watching it on YouTube for free that could make our days. crusadechannel.com/go. So in the first hour, I said that Bel Edwards and Mike DeWine and all the rest of these governors, that they are psychopaths. They enjoy this. They're enjoying watching their powers being exercised against people who ostensibly can't do anything to stop the exercise of those powers and watching people's lives be ruined. They're getting their kicks. People go like, you know, you want to take that back. That's just mean. I have a neighbor of mine going, you really think, how do you know what's in his heart? Oh, I can look at him. You can look at his eyes and you can look at his actions and you can look at what he says. In the rare instances when my governor's ever asked a question, with righteous indignation, he responds that he is almost Christ-like. You know, you better watch going about all the people that you're saving, John Bell. Because while you're doing that, and you're not, nice little bench is being carved out in hell. Satan's sitting down there going like, I can't wait for them to get here. Now, of course, they can repent and ask to be forgiven. I say, though, for justice to be done, that justice for me, for the fellow citizens in this state, what about you people in Ohio? Justice for you or in Pennsylvania, New Jersey? They must have the emoluments and the simple things in life that have been stolen from us must be stolen from them. They must be denied them in the exact same similar manner while behind bars. You know what? Actually, it would be better if they weren't behind bars, because if they're around the public and they're like, no, you can't buy that. Oh, you want to come in my store? Put a mask on. Former governor, now convicted convict criminal. Mike DeWine, put a mask on. I want gloves too. You know what? Just put the full hazmat suit on. And then just run through the, oh, you want to watch your grandson play football? Guess what? Because he's your grandson, he didn't get to play. He has to play in a mask, which is probably going to knock him out after a couple of plays. I'm serious about this. Justice must be done. Georgie Borman. A comfortable belief has found purchase among members of the right who have been demoralized by months of lockdown restrictions. You know why we're demoralized? Because we're cowards. We have the numbers. There is strength. If the governor won't back down and the legislature won't do it, it's time, beyond time, and I don't mean this in a violent, destructive way, beyond time for tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people to march on capitals with pitchforks and torches in their hands, demanding justice. Open our state up, get out of the way, and we'll go home. Simple as that. That's not blackmail. That's not extortion. That's a return to normalcy. Decency! And that's an act of justice. People won't do it. It's tempting as it is to believe that there's a consolation prize for a Biden-Harris win. This argument ignores one of the key truisms of politics. Politicians seek power, and the leftist ones especially. The pandemic response has handed Democrats a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to grow dependence on government. Boy, how many times have we talked about this? That they are enjoying this. That Democrats love power. Leftists love Marxist power. They love the exertion of force. They love it. It is adrenochrome to them. Thereby establishing permanent entitlements and buying votes. Past pork barrel spending for special interest under cover of pandemic relief and leverage reopenings of businesses, churches, and schools to check more things off on their hard left wish list, from killing the economy to addressing climate change to defunding the police and actually waging an assault against Christianity. Because remember, the ultimate goal is Christ in your life and mine. He's the ultimate target. What leftist would want to put the brakes on this bullet train to woke nanny statism? You know, every time someone dons a mask, you're giving in, you're complacent in the tyranny. You are complacent. It would be better for you to be dragged at the bottom of the sea with a millstone around your neck than to wear the face diaper. Now, if you got to go into a hospital to go see a loved one, or you got to go in a hospital, or for some existential reason and there simply is no way to get around it and you have to go and do it, put the most outrageous face diaper on imaginable. There's a picture in the chat room yesterday of I think her name was Jillian, who made one out of beads. In other words, it was a chain link fence. But it looked like a mask. It didn't do anything. It looked like a mask. Make it the most outrageous, useless, against their protocol, but meeting their demand. Even if Biden is mostly using the pandemic to drag Trump, other parties at all levels of government have vested interest in continuing to stifle American life. Oh, they're loving it, folks. By the by, look at whose stocks are rising. Major fast food drive-through corporations through the roof. Mom-and-pop restaurants that rely on you dining in on your kids and young people and others that have a vocation to work in, dead, killed. Again, that's a sin that cries out to heaven for vengeance. Libtards are loving it. Of course, you know, they're not going to abide these rules. They're going to go get their haircuts, see Nazi Pelosi. They're going to go and dine in their own dining rooms. They're not going to wear a mask, see every governor's mansion out there. see Dr. Fauci. Where's Dr. Fauci going to the opening of the Natty's game in Mordor back in the day? Remember, don't waste a crisis. Consider the interest of Democrats in Congress. The first round of stimulus, including the CARES Act, was nearly $4 trillion, including direct payments to Americans that essentially constituted a $15 minimum wage. In other words, this was a Bernie Sanders bailout. Exactly what we told you it was. And no one actually voted for it. There's not a recorded vote that will ever, we'll never know who voted yay or who voted no. Other than the ones in the room that day, including Nancy Pelosi, who voted yay on a voice vote. Remember Thomas Massie coming on his show going like, I tried to force him in a recorded vote and they wouldn't do it. No one will ever know who voted for the $4 trillion. That was just a swindle of $4 trillion. Thanos snapped into existence. People seem to have forgotten about it. If Democrats can hold on to this crisis a little longer and win back the Senate, they might be able to swing this into permanently enhanced unemployment benefits or even universal basic income. That's right. Don't ever leave your home. Don't ever go to another family restaurant, mom and pop restaurant again. Stay home and collect universal income. We'll deliver genetically modified food that will kill you, and you'll have a 20-year shorter life expectancy, and you'll be stuck inside GMO-modified but cater to hospitals and medical systems, but don't worry. There's no motivation for this? Are you flipping kidding me? There's no motivation? What the hell is wrong with you? People that say, well, they just care about us. They're Democrats. Of course they don't care about you. I might even say they're politicians. Of course they don't care about you.